I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Tuesday. It's Tune In Tuesday today during these very odd times of social distancing and isolation, and for some of us even quarantine and lockdown. I honestly am beginning to come to terms that there's no better time to truly work on myself than right now. And when I say work on myself, I really mean getting to the bottom of what's going on deep inside. Dealing with all of these kinds of fears and worries around what's happening in the world right now. A lot of those fears are new because they relate to this pandemic and to what's happening in the world. But when I get really intimate around my fears, I can actually see that most of what I'm feeling is triggering something that's really old. So I have all of these old wounds and pains and things that happened to me long ago. And the feelings that I'm feeling right now are all those same kinds of fears. They're just magnified and blown way out of proportion, or maybe even in proportion if you look at where we are right now. So for me, what's been really helpful has been actually recognizing that everything I'm feeling in this moment, it makes sense. It's valid. It's not just fear from what's happening in the now. It's fear from what's happening in the now merged together with all of the past pain and fear that I've felt accumulated throughout my life. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. One of the most helpful things actually for me to work with this fear and to make it through each day to find some sense of grounding has been to allow myself to venture back to my childhood. Not just to think about the things that were challenging then, but actually the opposite. If I get really deeply present with what helped ground me when I was a child, I can also realize that those are the same exact things that help bring me peace of mind right now. So for today's self-inquiry, I want us to do exactly that, to venture back a little bit into our childhood, to allow our inner child to come out to play, so that we're not just honoring our fears and worries that we have right now and past wounds and triggers, but that we also honor our resources, the resources that have been inside of us, that we've had as tools and used as tools for as long as we can remember. So letting some positivity shine through from our past as well. Our inquiry for today is this. When I was little, my favorite thing to do was... When I was little, my favorite thing to do was. So if you really sit down and contemplate that, what was that thing that you loved to do when you were a child? What was that thing that you used to do that absolutely made you lose track of time? For some of us, that's reading. We could get lost in a book. For some of us, maybe that's painting or drawing or sketching. For some of us, that was being outside playing in nature with stones and picking up funny looking sticks and, you know, finding adventures in the forest, just being with nature somehow. For some of us, that was riding a bicycle, right? What was that thing that you used to love so much when you were little? I would love for you to anchor back into that as a resource that you have naturally had all of your life and invite it into your daily life right now. So if you loved spending time outside, what is a way you can actually commune with nature right now? If you love to draw, pick up a pen, pick up a pencil, grab some paint and a canvas, and just let your inner child come out. Get creative in any way you can that allows you to just be here in the now. So not creating from that adult point of view where we're trying to create something to have a nice looking end result, but creating from the eyes and from the heart of the inner child. So we're creating for the purpose of play, for the purpose of having fun, and recognizing that these things are actually crucial to us right now. Everything that's happening today somehow relates to how things were when we were little. So let's honor our past wounds and honor the fears that are past and present. And let's use the resources, the creativity, the play, the joy we were able to anchor into as children and bring that forward today as adults. How can you get creative? How can you play more today? What was that thing that you loved to do when you were little? For me, I loved playing outside. We had this big rock outside of my house, in my dad's house when I was little. And I used to love to climb this rock and play with the moss and bring up stones and sticks. And sometimes I'd invite my brother to join me too. And for me, how can I translate that to my daily life right now? Well, I'm spending a lot of time with my fingers buried in the dirt of our vegetable garden. It's really allowing me to anchor and feel at one with the earth right now. And I can really relate to how that was important to me when I was little. It's still important to me today. So find a way to connect to that resource that you already had as a child. Get creative, be in the moment, and use and come back to that resource every single day. I hope you feel safe and supported wherever you are. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.